This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about those Oscars? I didn't watch it. I didn't talk about it. The only reason why I'm talking about it today is I heard Spike Lee won an Oscar. I saw that. And I went, what? It was for a black KKK Klansman or something like that. You can bet that film had no reference to the KKK being Democrat and all the other stuff. And then what does he do? I heard he got up there and he said something about President Trump. What for? But Spike Lee is again, one of these disingenuous, silly Negroes who knows that Donald Trump hasn't done anything except help black folks. But Spike Lee knows, like Jussie Smollett, there it is. How long did it take Kevin to talk about Jussie Smollett today? But no, like Jussie Smollett, he knows in his circles, that is the way to fame. That's how you get the brass ring. That's how you get it. Talk about Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Oscars has been a joke for a long time. Look, if you guys want me to, I'll go into how, you know, did they do better than they did the year before? How is it without a real host and all this other stuff? Quite frankly, I don't care about them. We're offering you something very soon. It is a competitor to Netflix. We're going to be making our own films. We're going to be featuring films that you would never see. Things that deserve awards more so than the crap that's being shown in Hollywood, and it is a shot over the bow to Hollywood, something you've asked for, yet again being provided by Team KJ. By the way, if you're on Twitter, hashtag Team Big K Big J, you know, capital T-E-A-M Team KJ is how you people that recognize my work, that's how we communicate with each other. Team KJ! Anyway. Oscars is a joke. Hollywood is a joke. And here's what we have. Now, Spike Lee will go, I won an Oscar. I don't know if he's won one before, but I won an Oscar. Look at how great I am. Listen to me as I spew nonsense. This is a guy who didn't even understand the three-fifths compromise and said it on TV. What? That's what it meant? Whoa, how stupid am I? Yet, he still ascribes to being a leftist and a Democrat. Why? Because he says, oh, all the oppression of blacks. This is a man who makes a film called Chirac, where he points out that the Democrat machine in Chicago has witnessed black people being killed in record numbers, in crazy amounts of numbers, and do nothing. He relates it to a war zone because it's actually worse. Doesn't blame the Democrats, doesn't make a conversion, no, he still comes out and he talks about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is the person suddenly that is the reason for all the angst that Spike Lee's had his entire life. Yeah, you want to know what the real issue is with Spike Lee? Spike Lee knows where the angst comes from, but he's a lying scumbag. That's what Hollywood is full of. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about this summit between the president and Kim Jong-un. They're saying, I didn't read any articles about it. This is strictly conjecture. You're listening to Kevin Jackson of The Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. There's something in here that's making me choke up like a... I've gotten where I can't stand any perfumes or colognes or anything like that. It's almost like I'm allergic because I think, you know. But whatever it is, it's making me mad. Get rid of it. If it's a candle, get rid of it. Blow it out. It's not y'all's fault, listening audience. Yeah, so Kim Jong-un and the president are going to meet. And I want to take you back a little bit to when Donald Trump used to call Kim Jong-un the full fat boy, you know, fat Korean, whatever. And now where are we today? Are we talking about Fat Boy? Are we talking about anything? Or are we talking about the denuclearization of North Korea? By the way, I want to, at some point, it may not be today, I want to get into the Democrats and crushing hopes and dreams, because this is essentially what you're witnessing is Donald Trump reviving the hopes and dreams of all these different things. And I want to talk about it in the sense of the size of the pie, because we talked about it before. See, Democrats believe that the pie is finite. I don't know what the number is, but there's a certain amount of money, trillions of dollars that are available in the world if you want to put it into dollars. And when the United States benefits, somebody else loses. So it squeezed the balloon. They don't believe that the balloon can actually get more air. No, it squeezed the balloon. If the United States gains in GDP, so-and-so loses. And we don't believe that. But anyway, let's go back to expectations. So Donald Trump starts off by antagonizing, and Kim Jong-un's been antagonizing us for decades. And presidents have capitulated, gotten their butts kicked. They might as well just spread eagle and let Kim Jong-un kick them right square where the good Lord split them. And Donald Trump comes in and says, oh, you want to talk some crap, huh? All right, I'll talk crap with you. You got a button, I got a bigger button. Yeah, what up, right? So then the left goes, look at him. Look at what he's doing. How's it possibly going to work? Now, nothing's worked with this clown, Kim Jong-un, for the better part of a decade since he took over from his daddy. Nothing's worked. But Donald Trump comes in and says, I'm not listening to you. Forget you. And he goes and he does what he does. Then Kim Jong-un is dropping missiles and whatever, exploding missiles. We're blowing up their missiles as they take off. And he gets a couple off. And finally, Donald Trump says, which he told us, I'm going to get China to jump in the middle of this, and they better do something about it because I will. So he gets with China. They get in the middle. And the next thing that happens is we have Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump speaking together. And then, you know what the left says? Nothing came out of it. Look at this. What's going on with this? Nothing comes out of it. So they're upset about it. Donald Trump says, you have the wrong expectations. This is a dance that's going to take a minute. So then he sets up the next meeting, and they say, there's low expectations. Well, what do you expect? Low expectations. He's having a second meeting. Now North and South Korea are talking together. They won't even tell you what's going on there because they don't want you to know. I'm talking about the leftist media. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Now they say low expectations. The expectations I have is Trump will move the plane down the runway, the train down the tracks. And eventually, when he serves his second term, you will watch North Korea not only join the world community, you will watch them begin to flourish as the pie grows bigger in the world. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. Schiff's got a new hobby. And I also want to talk about the Trump haters. Steve Bannon is in the news, too, with something that... It's partially right, but it's a lot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love how somebody described Adam Schiff in this. Let me read this. It says, there's been no more reliable regurgitator of fantastical Trump-Russian collusion theories than Democratic Representative Adam Schiff. So when the House Intelligence Committee chairman sits down to describe a, quote, new phase of the Trump investigation, pay attention. These are the fever swamps into which we will descend after Mueller's probe. The collusionists need a new phase as signs grow that special counsel won't help. We don't even have a person. I don't know who wrote that, but what an amazing way to describe that. Wow. That's it. Adam Schiff needs a new, you know, Papa got a brand new back. Do it, baby. Jenna. I want to get up and get on my process wig and do some James Brown moves on y'all right now, but y'all couldn't even see it. So it would just be a waste, other than it would be a good exercise. The collusionist. I love that phrase. The collusionist, because these are the people that so wanted this to happen, and they know it's not. So now Adam Schiff has to shift into a new phase. And I heard they're delaying the Mueller report. I don't know, because they keep threatening it'll come out this day or that day or whatever. What's Mueller waiting on? What could he possibly be waiting on? Oh, we have to get it right and determine what type of binding we need for the report. That's important. Oh, man. Here's what somebody wrote. A top House Democrat has threatened to call special counsel Robert Mueller to Capitol Hill, subpoena documents, and sue the Trump administration if the full report on Mueller's investigation is not made public. Fine. That's Adam Schiff, by the way. They want he says he wants the full report out there. Release the full report. Release the Kraken. Let me explain what's going on here. What Adam Schiff doesn't want is the full report. What he's saying to the special counsel is, I mean, to the new Attorney General Barr, don't release this report. Oh, he goes out there. He comes out there chest pumping, pump, 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 like King Kong. I dare them to. We will subpoena everyone. We will get it. Because he knows that in doing that, he will disclose every. So what he's going to say next, somebody's going to come along and go, here's what will happen. Somebody's going to say, I'm playing this out for you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and I want you to remember where you heard this. Somebody else is going to go, we can't release that full report. There's way too much that's confidential and national security secrets. And then the Republican, and there, it'll be a Republican. It will be a Republican shill who will say this. Somebody who's not really a Republican. Like a Ben Sass or somebody like that. It'll be somebody who has the interests of the politicos in mind. A deep state swamp rat. You see where I was going with suede. Deep state swamp rat who's working in cahoots with the Democrats, part of the political machine of D.C. And that person will go, we can't do that. And then they'll go, look, even the Republicans don't want it to come out. And then that person will disappear into the brush, you know, and you'll forget they were ever there. That's how this works. Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said his committee will keep close watch on new Attorney General William Barr, says to see if he were to, quote, try to bury any part of this report. That is so broad. Let me tell you, why would Attorney General Barr bury any part of this report when this report is going to say no collusion? Who's he going to protect? What low-level Trump person? I mean, what name are you going to bring out?
Well, there was old, you know, Joe Schmo who was in the report.
Okay, what's he got to do with Trump? Nothing. The same as Papadopoulos, the same as Carter Page, the same as Michael Flynn, the same as Manafort, the same as the Swedish financier, the same as the 12 Russians who are never going to see justice, and on and on and on. Nothing. Bury something in this report? What people should do is they should be looking at this report and very upset, quite frankly, that we spent all this money, but more importantly, they should be more mad about what's not in the report. I'm not going to walk you through it, but come on. The Clintons, the Podestas, Robert Mueller himself, he's a co-conspirator in this whole thing. This is what he said, what Schiff said. The analysis of these guys, I swear, forget Dr. Phil, this is interesting. I love Dr. Phil, by the way. I love his format for his show. Anyway, he says this. He says, anything less than complete disclosure would leave Barr, who now oversees the investigation, with, quote, a tarnished legacy. Barr hasn't even been AG for a minute, and this will tarnish his legacy. So he knows. I just want to be clear. Adam Schiff knows he doesn't want this report out. He also knows they've set it up so that the report can't come out because they're going to scream. There are going to be Democrats that scream that the report has national security implications, and they're going to get some minions to actually say it. Republican and or Democrat are going to all say this report can't come out because it's got national security implications. And then Barr's going to say, OK, I have to respect that they believe this to be the case. And then Adam Schiff will go, see what I told you? Now, you guys will listen to me and go, Kevin, are you, come on, man, seriously, if you look at how things work, that's what's happened every single time. Now, here's what they say. Schiff's comments come as Democrats have made it clear that they are ready for an aggressive public fight with the Justice Department if they're not satisfied with the level of access they have to Mueller's findings. Let me tell you the level of access they have to Mueller's findings. They know exactly what's in the report. There's not a person who's a high-ranking Democrat who isn't already tipped off to what's going on. Think about it. Everybody that Mueller hired is a Hillary Clinton donor, somebody who wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. And you think that the politicos to their core, to their rotten evil cores, and if you think for one second that this group of people has not leaked this information to them all along the way, you'd have to be a lunatic. Of course that's what they've done. They know every nuance of this report. And that is why we're watching the Jussie Smollett game be played. I'm just telling you. I got to bring up Smollett. Jussie Smollett is your, he's your new key to the kingdom, man. He is your get out of jail free card. Because it's true. They orchestrate what Adam Schiff wants you to believe is that two pro-Trump supporters went in, beat up Mueller and all of those Hillary Clinton people that he's got working on the case, put a noose around their neck, poured bleach on them, right, and then said, "This is my God country," and ran off. That's what he wants you to believe. It's crazy. I want to cover what happens when the Trump voters, I mean the anti-Trump people wake up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote soon on a resolution that would block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for all his Democratic friends.
As a lawyer, the president is on firm legal ground. This is a specific statute that allows the president to move money around for a national emergency.
The stage is set for President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This week's summit, a follow-up to the meeting in Singapore in June, is meant to help work towards a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and certain security guarantees. Former National Security Official Michael Anton is a big fan of the summit being held in Vietnam.
And here's a country that, as you say, it's nominally communist, but it's a very open economy now. Kim is seeing that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is it any wonder that Donald Trump is optimistic, that the Trump camp is optimistic, that you, Happy New Year, by the way, conservatives, you conservative Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are optimistic? Holy cow, I don't know how you could be a conservative, a pragmatist, a Republican, whatever you want to call yourself these days, and not wake up every day and go, wow. Wow. By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, still haven't found her. Yeah, they say she's in private session. I want to see her. There's a thing they showed, Ruth Bader Ginsburg spotted such and such. It was from November. I'm telling you, I said this lady wouldn't get through Black History Month, and I started to doubt myself for a bit, but I think Ruthie may be gone. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I live for the day, folks. I live for this day when the Trump haters realize how much wasted energy they've spent. They've spent a lot of energy hating on Trump, hating on you. As I used to tell leftists, I don't just hate your guts. I hate your guts for I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. Yeah, but I'm telling you, we have a reason to be mad at them. I don't hate them. I don't hate them. In fact, I actually admire their tenacity for stupidity. I do. I look at it and go, you know what? They have convinced us to let them just do the craziest stuff. It would be like a parent in a really nice house that, you know, and they just go, hey, kids, have all your fun. Your buddies come over. You can drink illegally. You can have drugs and you can wreck the house. And it's okay. We'll just come in and clean up after you every day or every weekend. I mean, that's essentially what we've let the left do. There's graffiti on the walls. I mean, your expensive rugs are all ruined. They've got, you know, dope stains from marijuana cigarettes and beer and liquor and throw up and all that other stuff. And you come in there all the time, every weekend, and go, hey, kids, how's it going? And you clean it up as best you can. You can't clean up the complete mess. And if you're really good about it, like we are, we just throw everything out and bring in a whole new set of new furniture. Why not just go ahead and ruin it all? That's how we roll as conservatives. And finally, we're waking up. We're fighting back. And like I said, I can only imagine being a De Niro or some other worthless weirdo leftist scumbag carrying around the baggage of supporting the leftist ideology. I can only imagine that. Because I will tell you this. I know when the fish are cut bait. And if I were a leftist, probably within a year, 2 years of Obama, I would have said, you know what? I think I made a mistake. Okay, maybe you went to 2012. Okay, at what point do you go, you know what, this is weird? By 2016, when you realize that you've lost 1,080 seats, not because of people hating Obama because he's black, because Obama was a feckless, worthless, the worst president in the history of this country. Click, click, does the light come on? I'm just curious, leftists, brain-dead morons, when does the light come on? Because, you know, in the real world, I'll give you an example. When you go to the grocery store and you take your credit card and you put it in there and it goes, ooh, you can't get anything, then a light tends to come on like, holy crap, I don't have any money. Well, guess what? There's been multiple times where your credit card didn't cash and you were like, whoa, and you stuck with it. Most recently, Jussie Smollett.
No.
Is he going to go there? Is Kevin? I mean, look, for those, just for the record, I'm not getting any bad mail from you guys going, Kevin, you're talking too much about Smollett, because I think you get the point. But I'm going to use him as a punchline for a lot of jokes, okay? I'm going to. I ain't going to lie. Anyway, these leftists are wasting their energy carrying around the baggage of just all this stuff that they believe to be right. We can't build a wall. It's racist. It's what the Nazis did. No. I mean, you know, they don't get it. Then they're greeted with the daily exploits of President Trump, who proves routinely that Obama was a feckless coward who never should have been president. As I said earlier, worst president in the history of the Republic. What a weight to have to carry around and defend. And as I've told you guys, the psychology of being wrong. These leftists hate it. You know what? They hate you being right more than they hate being wrong. And I'm telling you, that's a tough thing to do. They hate it because you get to go, yeah, who was right? Was I right? What'd you say? Jussie Smollett. They keep retreading the tires, folks. The tires that should have been replaced a long time ago, because their foundation's been shaken so badly, it would force them to reevaluate the entirety of their being, so they can't do it. And they just keep retreading the tires. Just keep retreading it. Trump's taxes, man! We need his taxes! Let me tell you, I'm going to save you leftists some embarrassment, Rachel Maddow, okay? The man is cleaner on his taxes than he is on Russian collusion. Yet these butt clowns continue to want those taxes. It was embarrassing enough for your number one rated TV, cable TV news show, Rachel Maddow, that host. It was embarrassing for her. She spent an hour going, well, so we've got Trump's taxes. And, yep, right here. Got them. And, you know, it didn't show quite what we wanted. Well, let's talk about taxes and the fact that, you know, that we've got a rich history of taxing in America. America is known for its taxation. I mean, the vamping on that show was hysterical. I swear, go back and watch it. It's worth it. It's Gladiator for me. I watch Gladiator every time it comes on, no matter when it is. It could be at the very end, the beginning. Doesn't matter. I watch it. Rachel Maddow is that show where she did Trump's taxes. Is the gladiator of politics, of political shows. Anyway, Trump's taxes. Then they said, he's a racist. Donald Trump is a racist. Yeah, Joy Reid. Do we have time to play that clip?
And I mean, you had Steve Bannon hired by Donald Trump both to run his campaign and then brought into the White House, who said he was making Breitbart the home of the alt-right.
Exactly.
Alt-right is a term Richard Spencer, big fan of Trump, invented because it means white nationalism. So you have these kind of the sense of access. Go ahead.
And Richard Spencer had a friend when he was at Duke University as a grad student. His name, Stephen Miller. And we see where that comes out of. See what we get out of that,
I
think. I love this clip. I love this clip. So they want to make Donald Trump the home of white nationalism. Folks, this was like a day ago, 2 days ago, okay? And Joy Reid wants to make Donald Trump the king of white nationalism. So, well, Steve Bannon, I mean, he said he was going to make Breitbart the home of the alt-right. Okay, what's that got to do with Trump? nothing. Okay, then he goes, and well, Richard Spencer invented the term alt-right that Steve Bannon took. And, well, he invented the term. And then the other black dude comes in. This isn't the guy. There's more to this clip, by the way. Then the next guy comes in and goes, well, and guess who was Stephen Miller? Guess who he went to school with? Stephen Miller. It's like dude's going, yeah, man, so one time, you know, there was a crime committed at the grocery store, and the dude that walked in there, well, his cousin was Pookie them. And then Pookie knew this girl back in the day who used to, you know, rob grocery stores, who had a boyfriend, was in prison for what? Robbing grocery stores. You're going, okay, I'm trying to follow the logic here. But here's the rest of the clip, because this is from a guy named, he used to work for the CIA. This dude is deranged. Here's the rest.
And so go ahead, Malcolm, because the question then is, Donald Trump constantly kind of attacks federal law enforcement anyway, so they're not exactly getting support from the top. And now you have this sense that these people, even if Donald Trump doesn't mean it to sound that way, they feel they have access. They feel they are now insiders. What on earth is law enforcement to do?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good point. And that's what I wanted to talk about with regards to Donald Trump's tape. You know, when he made those remarks, that's not dog whistle. Okay, that is a siren to these people. The one he says is, I wouldn't kill the media, dot, dot, dot. And he's leaving it up to you, the foot soldier, to go out and act as an independent actor and carry out his fantasy that's going on in his head.
Delusional. That is what the left are. They are delusional. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Malcolm something. He's a former CIA guy, military guy, black dude. And he's talking about, they're talking about Trump attacking law enforcement. There's no more pro-law enforcement president than Donald Trump. Now, is he attacking the FBI? Absolutely, and rightfully so. And Joy Reid says, all these insiders are members of the alt-right, and ask the question, what is law enforcement to do now that Trump is putting these people on the inside? And the remarks that they're talking about, I didn't hear whatever remarks that they are, but, you know, and I can't even speculate, to be honest with you, because it's just too weird. But he says, Trump has some sort of a fantasy. The fantasy is what's going on with these people. They are deranged beyond belief. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there for now because we're out of time, but we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Saw an interview with Bannon. It was over the weekend. I'm just getting to it, but hey, we're behind on a lot of stuff. What can I tell you? Anyway, I saw this interview, and he says 2019 is going to be a tough year for Trump. And I was thinking to myself, see, this is why people like Bannon, I'm glad they're out of politics. Now, some of what Bannon is a great strategist in terms of what's going on in the different races and things like that, the nuts and bolts of elections. But when it comes to really understanding the pulse of the nation, he's a moron. Let me let you hear the clip. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And before we even get to the clip, let me say this. So a friend of mine's talking to me about, you know, we're trying to do this deal where we're reconstituting the Tea Party movement. And she says, well, Bannon wants me to work, you know, the for precinct captains and things like that. And I said, that's what Bannon's good at. I go, if you want to work with Bannon on that. But what we're doing, what my team is doing, is we are going to sue these municipalities, cities, whatever, state governments over the nonsense that we want. We're not going to work with our legislators because they're bought and sold. It's like when people tell me, Kevin, you ought to work with the black pastors. I'm like, what for? They're sellouts. So I'm not going to do it. So, you know, she just keeps going back to, you know, well, Bannon do this and Bannon can get money. And I go, well, that's great for Bannon. It's great that there are people out there who want to give Bannon money, you know, quite frankly, to be a, you know, to not be very effective. But let me let you hear hear his, you know, his quote, and then you guys can hear it for yourself.
Good morning and welcome, nation. With the president headed to Vietnam this week, the release of the Mueller report appears to be on hold. But speculation about what's in that report continues. Yesterday, CBS News correspondent Seth Doan spoke with former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon near the Vatican. Bannon, a critic of Pope Francis, was on the sidelines of the papal summit on sex abuse. We'll have a report on that conference later, but first, Seth questioned Steve Bannon about the Mueller investigation.
I was someone that told the president many, many times that he should not fire James Comey, that I thought that this collusion investigation was a lot of nonsense and was going to come to naught. Now, I happen to think that the president of the United States, he had full rights and authority to fire Comey. I think you'll see a lot of stuff in the Mueller report. I believe that a deal with potential obstruction of justice, and I think it'll come down to decisions that people will think whether the President of the United States, his chief law enforcement officer, has the right to make those decisions or not. But I've been pretty adamant that the collusion thing to me was always essentially a nothing burger, and that the Comey investigation should have just played out.
Looking ahead to campaign 2020, do you think President Trump will see a primary contender?
Oh, definitely. I think definitely from the center, from the Republican Party moderates and from the left of the Republican Party.
Can you stand up to that?
I think it'll be symbolic. I don't think it'll be serious. I think we have to get through 2019. I think the next 90 days to 4 months is going to be a real meat grinder. I think you have the Mueller report coming out. You have what's happening on this investigation on the inaugural committee. You have the Southern District of New York. You have other investigations going on. I mean, the pressure on the president is coming from many different angles. I think you've already seen it from what the Democrats, some of these reports, they've been dropping here without telling anybody. I think that now that they control the House, they can weaponize this. They can weaponize the Mueller report. I think that 2019 is going to be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. And I include Vietnam in that. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
And you think the president can come out of 2019 in a much weaker position?
No, I think he comes out in a much more battle-hardened position. I think it's going to be a very tough 4 or 5 months for the president. I think it's for the team around him, but I think it'll be very, I think it'll get him very focused.
So there's a lot to digest in that. Bannon said he shouldn't have fired Comey. Complete nonsense. You can't have a guy who's running a counter, campaign to you inside like that. Yeah, I mean, you've got to start chopping heads. Now, you can look back on it and say, well, they wouldn't have initiated the special counsel, whatever. I don't care what they did. What they were able to uncover about Comey, they never would have gotten. And there's no telling what Comey would have been able to do staying inside. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. He goes on to talk about what's upcoming, right? The stuff in the Mueller report will be potential obstruction of justice. I know he's not talking about that for Trump. And then he goes on to, he says, at the end, he says, I'm adamant that the collusion thing is a nothing burger. Well, he's right. And so there you go. It's going to vindicate Trump. So explain to me how that's going to be bad news for him for the next 3 to 4 or 5 months. Because it isn't. Then they ask him, do you think he's going to have a primary contender? Let me tell you, there will be no serious contender to President Trump in 2020. I'm going to tell you right now, there are people, oh, I'm going to run against him, I'm going to run against him. By the time this is all said and done, there will be nobody, even if it's symbolic. Because what the Democrats will try to do, just to explain what Bannon was saying, the Democrats will try to pay a Republican, please run against him, because it'll be symbolic that even within his own party, they don't want him. Well, good luck selling that when Trump has a 90-plus percent approval with Republicans, and you're still reeling over at the Democrats trying to figure out who you're going to run. And oh, by the way, I love that they have this many candidates. They're already talking about the number of debates they're going to have with the A-League and the B-League. How much money is going to get raised and spent on nothing? People just wanting to feather their nest. Robert O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren. These people have no chance. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, name them. They have no chance of running or winning. I mean, they're going to run, but I mean, they have no. They're not serious contenders, but they're going to be soaking money from each other. And then who do you ultimately support? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Because who knows? She may throw her hat in the ring. I'm just saying, it's fun to watch. Then Bannon goes on to say, 90 days to 4 months is going to be a meat grinder. It is. It's going to be a meat grinder for the left. See, Bannon spends way too much time, in my opinion, looking at things like, the political aspect, and he ignores the pop culture aspect. And the pop culture aspect is people right now don't believe the left. Jussie Smollett has helped with that. So he goes on to say, well, but look, the pressure is going to come from the Democrats, and they control the House. Okay, bring it. Nancy Pelosi's brought the pressure. She's brought the pressure on the border wall. Do you know what's happening right now? The border wall is being built. Donald Trump is putting the pressure on them. They are now working in response to Donald Trump. You understand what I'm saying? Donald Trump says, I'm going to issue a national emergency, and then we're going to sue. Okay, sue. But while you're suing, I'm going to start building a wall, which is what he's done. He's building the wall as we stand right now. Now, the one thing that he got right, he says it's going to be the most vitriolic thing since the Civil War. And he's right. There's no, for the Democrats, there is no more. You know, this is the battle of all battles right now. This is World War III for them. But Bannon goes on to say it's going to be a tough 4 or 5 months for the president, but that's where he's wrong. The tough 4 to 5 months will be on the Democrats. Their vitriolic behavior towards a man who has shown time and time again how good he is, how, you know, to the level that, I mean, it would be embarrassing for a Democrat to actually go against him, and that's what they've done. So the reason why I played that is, look, Steve is a nice guy. I've met him a few times. I was with him in New York. I don't know, it's been over a year now, and I was with him. And, the guy is a nice guy. He's kind of weird, but I guess that's what makes him a decent strategist. But what cracks me up is, their strategy is still based a lot on sort of old school stuff. And they don't take the things into account that they need to take into account to make what I consider to be really intelligent decisions. I'm glad that, and here's my point. Here's what validates me, I guess, not that I need it, because I know myself to be right. It's my opinion, and I know it's right. What validates me is Donald Trump saying, I no longer need you. It was like when Trump said, okay, I've had enough of Omarosa. He understood we're not accomplishing what I think the agenda should be. And the Bannons and those guys, even though I will say Bannon had some level of decent thinking, he and others like him do not understand the new America. They don't get it. They don't understand the new Trump way of thinking, I guess is the best way to put it. Because let me tell you something. There are many times that I have to step back for a second and say, okay, Kevin, jump out of yourself, get into the head of Donald Trump, a guy who is willing to bend a bit, but is always going to understands that the war is bigger than the battle. That's the key. And I think Trump, honestly, is one of the best at it. I'm not gonna say he's the best. I've worked with some amazing people when I was a management consultant, but he is among the best.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.